Welcome into another episode of the Unnamed MMA Podcast. I'm Adam Abdallah. Follow me on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah. He is Jordan Sherwood. Follow him on Twitter at Woodon1063. Back to the winning ways last weekend for a UFC fight night. Jordan, we've got another UFC fight night coming up this week, Rob Font against Marlon Vera. How's it going with you?
I'm good. I mean, good. Outside of, like, you know, obviously, you know, or and hopefully people know listening to the podcast, like, my life surrounds around the White Sox. So that's a shit show right now. But other than that, I mean, things are fine. We had a really good week last week and fight night, and expecting more this week.
Absolutely. We've got a couple really big fights here coming up, and then we'll get into a few fights here setting up in the next week. We've got a pay-per-view event, so that should be fun on May 7th. So we'll definitely get a preview in for that as well. But let's start with the main event tonight on Saturday night, Rob Font against Marlon Vera. This is a matchup here where Rob Font is minus 135. He's a favorite, where Marlon Vera is plus 115. Marlon Vera is one of these guys that kind of starts a little bit slow and kind of, you know, comes back into fights. Since this is a main event, maybe this plays to his strengths. But Rob Font here, the 135 favorite. What do you think of this one?
Yeah, well, it was interesting. I'm glad we prolonged the podcast a couple of hours because Rob Font missed weight. Yeah. He missed it by 2.5 pounds. So, and that's the first time that's happened for Rob Font. So not sure of what the issue was. Is it a bad weight cut? Is there an injury happening? And look, I was on Marlon Vera prior to that taking place. I, just as you had spoken about, the fact that I thought that Marlon Vera was going to be very successful in the later rounds of this fight and be able to benefit from a striking battle with Rob Font, utilize those leg kicks and win rounds late. Now I even feel better about it because I think Rob Font is going to struggle with cardio that is great for Vera. And again, there might be an injury that we don't know about, but the guy needs to take the fight. He's giving up 20% of his purse. So I'm really happy right now talking to you, thinking about betting Marlon Vera tomorrow.
Yeah, the dogs are barking for this one with Marlon Vera. You mentioned those leg kicks. You mentioned, you know, both these guys have fought similar opponents. They both have fought Jose Aldo. You know, there's a way that this fight could go Marlon Vera's way, and it's just kind of waiting around. And like you mentioned, the cardio, tiring out Rob Font, using those leg kicks, coming back in the third round. When you look at method of victory here, Rob Font to win by knockout, TKO, disqualification, you've got it at plus 350. But if you want to go Marlon Vera, like you mentioned, Marlon Vera by knockout or TKO is plus 450. And then Marlon Vera to win by decision is plus 300. So are we taking just the straight up money line here with Marlon Vera, or are we going to go for a method of victory here, or maybe look at some round props as well?
I think it's the safe play, and it's just to win via decision, even though we have seen, you know, him be a finisher. He had the front kick knockout, did Marlon Vera in his last fight against Frankie Edgar. But that was a fight in the first two rounds he was losing, again, speaking to the slow start. And I don't think, again, despite the fact that he's a slow starter, like he can't allow that to happen. Like he can't allow Rob Font to set into his comfort level, get his boxing going, and utilize his jab. Because Rob Font has an unbelievable jab, one of the best, not just in the division, but in the entire sport. So I think Marlon Vera is going to have to be out of his element a little bit and try and get going earlier than probably he'd prefer. But this is an extremely important fight for Marlon Vera. Both times that he's fought guys that are in the top five, top seven of the bantamweight division, he has lost to Jose Aldo and Song Yadong. But the same thing with Rob Font. Rob Font really hasn't beaten a guy now that's in the top 10 because Cody Garbrandt's down at flyweight and Marlon Moraes is retired. So both guys need a win, but I like Vera. Five-round fight, stand-up fight. Neither guy going to really threaten with takedowns, although Vera probably better on the ground. So that's why my money is going to be on Marlon Vera tomorrow night.
All right, I like it. Like I said, the dogs are barking. And then in the co-main event, I guess the one right before the main event, we got the big boys. We got the heavyweights. We've got some. And then, look, if you're just going to watch the last two fights of this UFC fight night, you might think that leg kicks are kind of the theme here because Jake Collier against Andre Arlovsky. Jake Collier loves to leg kick. This is a massive man. This is a big person. Like
this is a guy whose diet you would love. Like he was a middleweight and he ballooned up to a heavyweight. like, you know, just like started to eat and just eat a lot.
Just a casual eater. It's fine. It's all good. He looks like he comes off the street and is just like, sure, let's fight. I got this. No problem. And then he's going against Andrei Arlovsky. He is 43 years old. He's kind of like the journeyman that everybody in this weight class has to go through at some point. He's 33-20. He's fought 53 times in the UFC, but this shapes up to be a good one. Arlovsky actually the favorite in this one at -145 here. Collier, the underdog at +125. He's been a light heavyweight. He's been a middleweight, like you mentioned. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting. We're talking about Andrei Arlovsky, like 3.0. Like, this is the third version in the UFC that we have seen Andrei Arlovsky, you know. And look, he's still doing it. He's won 3 fights in a row. Granted, it's not against, like, any kind of upper level competition in the heavyweight division. But he, like, wins fights. And what I say is, like, he gets into, like, sparring matches with his opponents. He, like, just... he kind of like gets his opponents into a comfort zone, and then they're just like sparring with each other. He's avoiding big strikes and he's not taking too much damage. He's landing enough. He's being more active and he gets these wins. He's got these unanimous decisions, split decision victories over these other heavyweight contenders. And quite frankly, Jake Collier is like kind of that fighter. Like, you know, he's not got a guy that's going to overwhelm Arlovsky with athleticism. He's not going to overwhelm him with heavy shots. He might get into another, you know, kickboxing sparring match, which worries me if you're a backer of Collier. Plus the fact, I know you pay attention to the numbers, Collier has alternated wins and losses, like literally his last like 10 fights. So he won his last fight. What's going to happen? He's going to lose. but here's the thing. I mentioned the dogs are barking. They're out there tomorrow. And this is another thing where I think Collier's going to be able to match the sparring, you know, the situation that Andrei Arlovsky is going to put himself in and just be a little bit more active. He lands 17 significant strikes, or excuse me, throws 17 significant strikes per minute in the heavyweight division. And that is at the top of the heavyweight division. So what I'm thinking is going to happen, we're going to get an Andrei Arlovsky fight, but this time around it's going to cost the former heavyweight champion.
So if we go by method of decision here, Collier to win by knockout or TKO is +350. Collier by decision here is +300. So kind of even there. Neither of these guys are wrestlers or submitters, so you're not going to get either to win by submission. I mean, it's 20-1 for Arlovsky. It's 11-1 for Collier, and then the draw is 50-1 is what I was looking at. So if you look at a Collier by decision or Collier by knockout, do either of those intrigue you?
Not at all. I mean, again, look at the overs in this
fight.
Just take the dogs. Well, look at the over. The over in 1.5 is -350. The only place I could get it. Over 2.5 at FanDuel is $2. So, like, they're expecting this to go to the judges' scorecards. And okay, here's what I'll say. 3 wins out of the 33 by Arlovsky via submission. And I got to go back, way back machine. I think it was like a heel hook. Or an Achilles lock. That's what it was when he won the heavyweight championship. People aren't getting submitted by Achilles locks anymore. It doesn't happen. So, no. Nothing prop. Nothing cute. Collier, I think, small play on him as the underdog to win this fight.
All right, our next fight we're going to go to is Andre Fili against Joe Anderson Brito. Fili, a huge favorite here. -260. Brito here, a +210. He's a hot prospect here in the UFC. He's great at takedowns. He likes to really go for the takedown here. He shoots the box a ton. So if you're looking at this one, Andre Fili, a huge favorite at -260. Is there any way that Brito can cause an upset here?
I mean, look, it's MMA. Like, you know, like 4-ounce gloves, things... crazier things can happen. I don't know what happened here. Like, I don't know why these guys are fighting each other. Like, I feel like the matchmakers, like, I love Sean Shelby, but I feel like they got confused with who Joe Anderson Brito is. Like, Andre Fili is like a top 15 featherweight. You know, he's fought like the best of the best, and like, he's actually coming to his own, you know, as a fighter, kind of like, you know, in this situation right now. And Brito's fought once in the UFC, and it was short notice, and I think he lost. Like, so what's happening here? Like, is he confused? Like, is there something going on? Like, I don't know. So, showcase fight for me, Andre Fili to win. You know, maybe he gets a win inside the distance. I'm not going to get cute with a TKO or submission.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Fili is a is a parlay stuffer in this fight.
Okay, minus 260 right there for the parlay stuffer if you want it there. If you want to get cute, like you mentioned, Andre Feely to win by knockout or TKO, you can get that at plus 200. Or if you want Andre Feely to win by decision, that's plus 140. But if you want to just stack a parlay here, Andre Feely minus 260 is where you're going with that one, right? Don't get cute. Just add it to a parlay for some added value.
Yeah, you have to. I think you do, because again, there's so much consequence with it being an MMA fight. And you know, Touchy Feely is not like the guy, you know, that like a Grant Dawson who we're going to talk about likely next. Like, he's a submission artist. Like, you know, like that's what he's going to hunt for, and that's how he's going to likely win if he wins inside the distance. Same thing with Jiro Mearshart, who's earlier in the card. Feely doesn't have that. Feely just, you know, good stand up, good Muay Thai, good takedowns. So stuff him into a parlay. That's the best way to do it.
You read my mind. Jared Flash Gordon, plus 145 against Grant Dawson, minus 165. He's training with a new team. He's moved up to lightweight. He is still the big favorite in Grant Dawson at minus 165. You're looking for a good submitter here. He's a great wrestler. So he's training with the same team that Masvidal wrestles with in a top team. So what do we look for here from Grant Dawson now that he's with a new team, but he's still a favorite against Jared Gordon?
Yeah, I think it's an awakening for him. I think the last time we saw him, which was a draw against Ricky Glenn, a guy that he was supposed to dominate from start to finish, he ran out of gas. Ricky Glenn waits for those, you know, opportunities because he's a cardio machine, good wrestler, took advantage of that and was able to dominate Grant Dawson to get the split draw. Jared Gordon is kind of the same fighter. Hard nose, tough, grinder. Good cardio, so that's why I think Jared Gordon is the most popular underdog on the card. I'm not on that bandwagon. I think Grant Dawson learned his lesson. He's going to mature as a fighter, and he is every bit worth that $1.80 that he is odds lined at right now for him to get the win.
Okay, and if we go by method of victory, we always try to find something in the long shot, something with a little sprinkle that we can set up our night with or maybe recoup some of the losses, but we want something with a little bit of longer odds. So if you're going Grant Dawson by submission, if you think he's going to, you know, take this to the ground because Gordon's a better striker, he wants to keep this on its feet, keep these two fighters upright. If Dawson has his way, this goes down to the ground, this goes to submission. Grant Dawson by submission, 4-1. How do we like that?
I get it, because, look, I think, you know, of Grant Dawson's wins, I think 13 are via submission of, like, 17 or 18. I just don't think Jared Gordon's the type of guy that will fall into a submission maybe for compared to maybe someone else. So just I want Grant Dawson to win. Same thing with Andre, even though it's not the same way with Andre Feely, because Andre Feely doesn't have a method. Grant Dawson does. He submits people. But I just don't think the opponent calls for it. So for me, Adam, it's you know, it's a situation where just stay away. Grant Dawson to win outright. I'm fine with that, especially because of the $1.80. And that could actually trend down. But like I said, Jared Gordon is trending up as an underdog. So you could even get further value if you wait on Grant Dawson.
Well, you can get Grant Dawson and Feely now in a parlay at plus 115. That's not bad. You know, those two straight up.
I love that. I mean, obviously, I'm very comfortable in Andre Feely. There's a little bit of worrisome, you know, like, you know, does Grant Dawson fall into the same thing? And Jared Gordon is a tough out, but I think Grant Dawson should win this fight, should win it, you know, pretty handily.
All right, so we'll go with that parlay. Maybe we'll add another heavy favorite here in Darren Elkins against Tristan Connolly. The question here is Derek Elson minus 165. Connolly is plus 145. Connolly likes to come out a little bit faster. These guys are both veteran grapplers. They're both going to look to take this to the ground. They want this to wrestle. But Connolly can land shots pretty early. Can he land a shot on Darren Elkins and kind of rattle him a little bit and then take this fight to the ground and maybe get that TKO, get that knockout on the ground and maybe not be a submission?
Why are you getting so analytical? Why don't we talk like asking me like why he has damage tattooed on his chest?
It's a gross tattoo because it's a gross tattoo. Listen, we waited until Friday. I did my homework. I'm proud of myself. I'm like the kid that studies for, like, I actually studied for a test once. Give me some credit here. Come on, man.
Yeah, no, I know. Look, you're getting better too. It's actually very impressive.
I can listen to other people and just take their stuff.
That works too. That's seriously, that works too. I know. But look, Darren Elkins, I love him. He might be my favorite play on the card at $1.70. The guy is just a walking zombie. He continues to impress even at 37 years old. His wrestling is going to cause a lot of issues, in my opinion, for Tristan Connolly. And I don't think Tristan Connolly has the stand-up. I know you said that, you know, he comes out hot, but I don't think he has the stand-up that's going to really cause damage, that's going to cause some problems for Darren Elkins. And even so, Elkins is going to walk through it. And quite frankly, I believe Tristan Connolly is well known for an upset that never should have happened. Michelle Paheya was upset by Tristan Connolly because Michelle Paheya tired himself out dancing to the octagon instead of being normal and walking to the octagon and preserving that energy.
What
Tristan
are we doing?
Connolly waited, you know, survive a first round. And then, you know, Paheya was gassed and Connolly won and had a huge upset. It's not going to happen against Darren Elkins. Elkins ain't going to do any disco dancing on his way, because he would do disco dancing. And that's who Darren Elkins is. Or maybe some country, because he's from, you know, Indiana, like the outskirts of Indiana. But anyway, beside the point, Elkins wrestling is going to be issues for Connolly. The cardio is going to be issues for Connolly. And I think late finish, likely just a straight up win again, so not getting cute. I could see Darren Elkins pulling off a late submission, a late TKO, but I like him at $1.70 just to win outright.
See, I have bad tattoos, none that I regret. Like, I got a tattoo when I was like the day I turned 18, or like that month I went and got one, and like I don't regret it.
But right, but you don't have Adam tattoos.
But it is definitely not as bad as the child scribble that is the damage tattoo on Darren Elkins.
And
it's
like,
just
he
gross.
Didn't, like, he didn't have, like, he fought in the UFC for like 8 years and didn't have it and then got it.
Yeah, you don't,
like,
need that.
Like, you don't know, need, like, that. I can understand if he was 18 and he got it. Like, oh, I'm the damage, you know, but like, they started to call him the damage at like 34, and then he got it.
That's okay. So let's build this parlay. I mean, we've got Elkins, Dawson, and Philly here. That plays plus 235 right there.
Okay.
For a parlay, I mean, there of those heavy favorites.
It'll go up to, what, 237 if you put Romanov in? Because we love him.
Like, well, yeah, and that was scratched. We had that, last week or 2 weeks ago? And that got scratched before the fight started. So, yeah, throw that in there. And, yeah, like you said, it'll go up, like, to 237 or 238.
It'll go up like a penny.
Exactly. So our final fight of the night, maybe the dogs are barking in this one too. Christoph Jocko against Gerald Meerschaert. You mentioned this one a little bit earlier. Minus 170 for Jocko. He is the heavy favorite here against the plus 150 dog, Gerald Meerschaert. He's known as a finisher. These are two different styles. These guys like to come out. Meerschaert likes to come out and end things early. Jocko's kind of boring when he fights. Like, it's just kind of
extremely boring.
Like, it's like, it's not something like I'm glad this isn't the main event or a co-main event, because this is kind of boring. It's going to be early in the main card, and hopefully we get an upset to make this one intriguing, right?
Yeah, I know. I love it. This is the upset that I love. GM3 Gerald Meerschaert. I mean, look, he's a veteran, and he is you know, bounced back from that 18 second knockout that Hamzat Chimaev did about a year ago, like, knocked him out with one punch in the first round. He's won three fights in a row, and I think two of them have been via finish. Like, the guy can stand. He's got a good body kick, and he's got slick submissions, very big slick submissions. And Jocko's not, like, an overwhelming striker, and he's a guy that's going to probably look for some takedowns, and that's Gerald Meerschaert's world. So I think Gerald Meerschaert is savvy enough as a veteran. Jocko's not going to bring anything that's going to overwhelm Meerschaert that he's not prepared for. So I like Meerschaert. You want to sprinkle in that? There's the sub. There's that sub win that I love. I think it's plus 300, plus 350 in some spots, maybe. Yeah. That's what I love. I think Gerald Meerschaert is the dog that's going to bark. So we're going to get some dogs barking to begin the main card, and we're going to get some dogs barking to close out the main card.
Love it. So that's Meerschaert by submission. That is 3-1 right now. And then to win straight up, he's plus 150 right now as a dog. So those are great odds right there. The dogs are barking. The dogs you mentioned, Marlon Vera plus 110, Jay Collier plus 125, Meerschaert plus 150, Meerschaert via submission plus 300. And then we've got our underdog parlay, kind of. We made it. We made a lot of favorites into a plus money parlay here with Elkins, Dawson, and Feely into a parlay. That comes out to plus 235. If you don't want to throw Elkins in there, that's fine. Dawson and Feely alone will get you plus 115. And then if you want to add 2 cents to it, you throw in Romanoff, right?
So that's the thing, though. Like, I feel like just talking with you now and the odds that they're looking at, I'd rather do Elkins and Feely. And I think it's more value, and I'm more confident in Elkins over Dawson. So let's do that.
Elkins and Feely is the same at plus 115. So basically, if you do two guys, you're getting plus 115. If you throw two guys in there, you're getting plus 250. Let's for fun. Let's find out what happens if I put Romanoff in there. Uh-oh, where is he? There he is. Plus 125.
Oh, wow. There we go.
There Yay. You go. So you added 10 cents to it. Let's do that. That's perfect.
I said a penny. So
yeah, there you go. That's close enough. So that is UFC Fight Night with Rob Font and Marlon Vera. I'm Adam Abdallah. Follow me on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah. That's Jordan Sherwood at Wood on 1063. Get all of his picks at FatJackSports.com. Fat Jack's having a great NBA playoff. I know he was undefeated this week. He had some winners in the NFL draft last night when he joined Chris Bleck and I on Bleck and Abdallah. You can hear us weeknights ahead of White Sox baseball, or when there's not White Sox baseball on at night, starting at 6 o'clock. But he joined us and was singing your praises as well, Jordan. So you were keeping him afloat until the NBA playoffs started.
Yeah, I know. I had to help Jack out a little bit, but, you know, he's thrown me a life preserver or two at times. So, and you're right. He's been crushing the NBA. So he'll have some plays when the NBA gets going again. Well, actually, I think he does have something going on with the Minnesota game tonight as an opinion, but more so stuff in the second round.
Absolutely. And we will be back next week. We've got UFC 274, Oliveira against Gaethje. That is a huge card. That's a great card. So we'll be back to preview that all next week on another episode of the unnamed, still don't have a name yet, the unnamed MMA podcast.